And hello, everybody. Hello, welcome. Oh, and I really do mean that. Welcome to another edition of what? Your spiritual GPS to success. Yes. Oh, I thank you all so much. Listen, I really, really do appreciate you all. Oh, you know what? Listen, thank you all so much. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I really thank you. I love you too. I really do appreciate you. And thank you so very much for tuning in on today. You know what? Some of you have emailed me. Some of you have Facebooked me and they're saying, hey, is everything okay? Yes, everything is wonderful. You know what? The blessings of the Lord is just really, have just what? Overtaken me, I guess I should say. I don't want to say like they made me succumb to them, but I have just really had so many favorable occurrences that have happened in my life. And I am just busy, really busy receiving all the wonderful, joyous blessings that the universe is bringing my way. And I pray you're doing the same thing. Yeah, happy spring to everybody. How are the flowers looking in your area? You know, what is the state flower of California? What is the state flower? I'm going to have to look that up. I didn't grow up in California. I know somebody said, duh, you should know that. But anyway, that brings me to my other news, and that is that I am moving. Yeah, I really am moving. I'm moving out of state, and so it's just been, wow, it's just been so much going on, and I really thank you, those of you that have been so kind and so generous in checking on me and making sure I'm okay. I really, and I really do mean this, put it in all caps, really do appreciate you. But on today, I got a great show for you. We're going to talk about remember to receive. That's what I want to talk to you about. Because really, great things have really been happening to me. And I had to learn to really just receive it. You know, really just receive what the universe is giving, what God is presenting into my way. And, you know, I had to really encounter some situations where I had to really trust that the universe had my best interest at heart. Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about that on today. I really went through some things I had to really, hey, the universe got your interest at heart, Michael. Don't fret. Don't become panicky, you know. Is panicky a word? All right. Well, don't stress out about it, basically. But listen, turn your headsets up. We have some great information for you on today. And also, tell somebody else, hey, you need to listen to this one. We're talking about remember to receive. Yeah. You know, giving is only half the fun of it. You know, we give so much, but don't forget to receive. There's some great things about receiving. But anyway, go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com. Check us out on Facebook. Like me. You know, hey, say hello to me. And I promise you, I'll try my best to say hello back. I really will. Honestly, I do. Email me. You can email me. Go through my website, Dr. Michael Mosley, and send me your email request. Hey, if there's something that you want me to talk about, maybe you wouldn't mind being a guest on the show. I would love to have you on. I have not been able to do a live show in a while due to the fact that so much has been going on, but I promise you all, starting back in the month of April, we're going to go back live again, okay? It's just been so much in February and March. Oh, it's just been, wow, so much favor, you know, so much. It's like Christmas time. You got so much shopping to do and all the great things are going on. You just run out of time and then you get tired, but it's a fun kind of tired, right? But anyway, I am so happy for you. But listen, turn your headsets up and get ready as we talk about remembering to receive. I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders. Yes, I am. And if you stay tuned today, I'm going to cheer you on and root you on to greater success. I promise you I will. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Great city of New York, and I enjoy, in fact, I love listening to Your Spiritual GPS to Success with Dr. Michael Mosley on the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And I thank you so very much, Michael Cutson, and to so many of you, thank you. I really do appreciate you all for your love and your support. Don't forget, go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. And you know what? What I want you to do right now, I really enjoy. Someone sent me a text. I don't know when it was, the other day. I think it was last week. They sent me a text and let me know that they were listening there to me in Virginia. So hello to my friends there in Virginia. Yes. Congratulations on listening to your intuitive life coach. You know, but I really do appreciate you all. So my friends in Florida, where are you? What about my friends down there in Texas? And just let me know. All you got to do is you can text me if you desire at my office number, 916-467-4448. That's my office line, and you can text me. You know, somebody, that's a Google voice. Yes, it is, and I use it as an office line. And you can text me there at 916-467-4448. Yes. Now, you know what? I want to talk about remembering to receive. You know, there's so many blessings that are for people, or so many wonderful opportunities that are for us. But we got to remember to receive. You know, as a prophet, sometime I've gone into seminars, I've gone to speak in churches and preach in churches and give prophetic words and all of that. And I've seen this a few times in my travels. I've seen, like when I've gone into a church, I've seen a net that is like hanging above the audience. And I could see it wrapped, so many Christmas gifts wrapped in that net. It's almost like a bunch of balloons, like you release the balloons at New Year's Eve or something like that. And I would see this. I'm like, why am I looking at this? What is this? You know, why is my third eye seeing this? You know, and it would be like a net above the people. And I was like, what is that? And later on, I began to understand that that really is symbolizing all of the wonderful gifts and prayer requests and desires that are hovering over so many people's heads. It's hovering right there. So many things that the universe desires to give to you. But why is it still in the net? You know, I come to find out, because some of us, including myself, have an issue with receiving. We really do have it. Now, somebody says, I don't have no problem in receiving. Give it here. I'll take it right here and right here now. Give it right here, right now, and I got you covered. You understand what I'm saying? But listen, sometimes it becomes a difficulty. Sometimes it becomes a challenge, even in receiving. You know, some of you all may remember this. There was a book, a little small book that just skyrocketed a few years back, and it was called The Prayer of Jabez. And that prayer was recorded in the Bible in 1 Chronicles 4:10. And it says, Jabez cried out to God of Israel. He said, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Now, you know what right there? Let me just throw this in real quickly. For some reason, some people really think it's a problem to pray for yourself. They really believe, and I've heard this even with some of my clients, well, I'm supposed to be concerned about other people, but it's okay to pray for yourself. Really, and I know so some people say, well, I do it all the time. I understand, but there are some people, they are so programmed to pray for other people that they forget about themselves. I want to encourage you. This is what Jabez is praying here. He's saying, oh, that you, the universe, God, whatever you want to call him, and I've found out God doesn't trip out by that, just whatever you feel comfortable with, my daddy, my father, the big man upstairs, the great I am, the source, oh, that you would bless or empower or enrich me. I want this. This is something that I want right now in my life. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. And then he went on to say, hey, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. That's a powerful prayer. It really is. And you know, this is the line that I like. The very last line of that one verse says this, and God granted his request. And God granted his request. So you know what? That is so important. God granted his request. What is it that you desire? What is it that you, be honest now, really be honest. I had a client the other day, and suddenly we got to talking, and I said, what do you want? And, you know, just kind of chuckling, and I said, what would you like God to do for you? If I had a magic wand and could just bring you anything, what would you really, really like to happen right now? Oh, I want $1 million. I believe that's what her response was. I believe God for $1 million, and I kind of chuckled. I looked at her, I said, well, my dear, you're not really ready for that yet. I said, your faith, your fantasy is there, but your faith is not there. I understand you really want, but you really, your mind is not really there yet. You're just saying that. And I could tell the difference. She said, yeah, you know what, you're right. I am just saying that. I am just saying that. And she said, oh, Lord, you're good. I said, well, I hope I am, since you paid my fee. I hope I am. But she said to me, you know what, that really is true. I said, what are you really mentally prepared for right now? What are you mentally prepared for? Can you really say, okay, honestly, this, and she gave me an amount that she could really believe for. I want to ask you a question. What is it that you would like to happen for yourself? What is it that you would like to happen? You know, whether some people call it a prayer request, or whether some people call it, you know, my wish list, honestly, but, you know, I understand maybe 25 years from now, but I'm talking about right now. You know, while we're celebrating at the time of this recording, we are just a few days into the official spring season, and it's so pretty. Walked outside of my home, and I just saw all these beautiful pink flowers, and it's just wonderful. In the backyard, I got some kind of red flowers that are growing around. It's just absolutely beautiful. To see the hills of California with all the greenery and the grass, it just give you that wonderful breath of fresh air. But, oh, you know, I got to have a butt in there, right? All that pollen in the air. Oh, my sinuses were just crazy for a moment there. But that's okay. That's okay. It's all good, right? It's all good, because it's just a beautiful time of the year. What would you like to happen in your life this time of year? Right now, whenever you're listening to this recording, what would you like to happen in your life right now? What could you really honestly in your heart believe to take place in your life right now? I just wonder, can anybody, you know, maybe it's something that you really do want. Can you believe it? Can you really believe that it can happen? So this is something I want you to really think about right now, okay? I want you to really, really think about it. Can you really believe for that? This is something I want, you know, to take place. This is something I want. Maybe it's a new car. Maybe it's your goal. Maybe it's your goal for this spring. Hey, I believe that my lights are going to be paid for. All of my utilities are going to be paid for by the 5th of every month. You know, take a moment just to analyze that right now. What is your prayer? What is your request? What is your idea for the universe to bring to you? What would you like to happen? So think about that for a moment. Listen, while you're doing that, don't forget, text me. Let me know where you're listening from. Let me know. I'm serious. I want to know. Anybody in Norfolk, Virginia? What about that? What is that? D.C.? Yeah. Let me come on back to the West Coast. You know what? I've never gone to Oregon. Maybe I need to. Anybody up in Oregon? What is the sights to see up there in Oregon? I'm going to find out. But anyway, while you're doing that, ask yourself the question, what is it that I really would like to receive in my life? Are you really ready for a spouse? I'm gonna leave that one right there. Are you really ready for it? Listen, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to where? To success. I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. journey of spiritual GPS to success. I'm so honored to be your intuitive life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, did you think about that question? Did you really think about what is it that you can really honestly believe and expect to happen in your life? It's okay. Make the request for yourself. Tell the universe, universe, this is what I want. God, this is what I am choosing for my life. This is what I'm choosing. I'm choosing some new furniture. I am choosing, go on and make your wish list, but can you really now, honestly to your heart, believe for it? I believe you can. Some things, you know, it becomes fantasy, but you know, and it's only fantasy until your faith catches up with your mind. See, when your faith catches up with your mind and you really can believe what's on your mind, oh, that's no longer fantasy then. That's my real prayer request. You know, so we got to understand the difference. Fantasy is just dreamland, you know. But no, it's okay to dream. But when you get to the point where you really are now believing for this, you really expecting this to happen, oh, you better watch out now. That's when things are about to really get interesting for you. But, you know, please understand, you deserve great things in your life. No matter where you are, what you're doing in your life right now, you deserve, you know what? Can somebody text me right now? Just say, I deserve good. I deserve good. I is just one letter, but it's so very powerful. I need you to recognize I, talking about you now, right? I deserve good. Well, you know what? So many times you think about, well, I did this wrong and I wasn't the best mother and I wasn't the best wife or I wasn't the best husband. And some people have a way of really kind of being what they call nice, nasty and remind you. They have a way of reminding you of what you have done. But you know what? No matter what you have done, you are still here. You are moving forward and you deserve good. You deserve good. Why don't you text that to me right now? Just text it to me, 916-467-4448. Someone asked me that. Why do you have people to text you? Because I want to remind you. I wanted you to really actually take the time to notate it in the phone or whatever on your computer, because it also sings into your mind, I deserve good. It's about you. It's not about what others may say about you. Because according to some people, you should not receive anything. But I am telling you, you should. You deserve the good that is coming into your life. So many times people, especially in church, I've heard this statement so many times. Oh, if God doesn't do anything else for you, he's done enough. And, you know, we say that, oh, you should not even expect anything from God. He's given you life and breath and air. And those are wonderful things. But I want you to know you deserve good things. He wants to bring you good things. You know, I have 6 beautiful children, a darling wife, and you know what? Hey, I pay the bills, I take care of the mortgage and the bill, but still, if I am giving them something from my heart, they deserve it. They deserve, they like me to make a cake for them. They deserve that cake. They deserve the new clothes. They deserve the new TV or whatever it is. They deserve it. Why? Because they're my children. They're my family. She's my wife. You got to realize you deserve good because you are someone very special. You really are. And I need, you know, not being funny, I really am being serious. You deserve good. Many of us have been taught, oh, I'm just a wretch undone. Have you ever been to church and they said that? I'm just a wretch undone. Oh, I'm just a poor pilgrim. I don't deserve God's goodness. I don't deserve God's blessings. I'm telling you, out the window with all of that, because that is not true. Well, I know somebody ain't going to invite me to your church, huh? I know you're not going to invite me to your church. However, it really is. That goes out of the window, because you do deserve. You are somebody. God really does love you. He really, really loves you. And then at the same time, I wonder why people, they say, well, I don't deserve this. But then they go, but Lord, bless me with my light bill money. I thought you just said you didn't deserve it. Make up your mind. Do you want it or not? I want it, but I know I don't deserve it. Well, I ain't going to give it to you since you don't deserve it. Huh? You know what? Many of our answers and opportunities have been canceled due to our conscious feeling of not being worthy. You know, many times in understanding the law of attraction, what will cancel out what you have been attracting is your feeling of not being worthy, of not being deserving, you know? Bottom line is you don't believe that you are deserving of the petition. You just don't believe it. Whatever you're begging or petitioning the universe for, you don't really feel like you deserve it. You know, and I've had that to happen. I've had that people have offered to do nice things for me. And I thought, oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. And I'm still learning. I'm going to be honest. I'm still learning how to receive. So sometimes we miss the what we call in church the blessing. We miss it. We miss the opportunity. We miss it because we feel that, hey, I don't deserve this. Oh, no, that's okay. One time my wife was bringing me some food upstairs, and I said, oh, that's okay. I would have came and got it. And I would always say that until one time she stopped and said, do you really mean that? And I said, I really am happy that you brought it. You know, but then I feel bad when she bringing this big tray up to me with all this food on it, like, with her little bitty self, you know, but do you really mean? I said, no, I really am glad you brought it, you know, because you do deserve it. I do deserve it. Now, sometimes people say, ooh, you sure think a lot of yourself. You know what? I do. I really do. And I want to encourage you to do too. Think more of yourself. You are somebody special. You are outstanding. You are phenomenal. You are amazing. You are talented. You are just special. You are just so unique. Nobody else in this entire galaxy has your DNA, your thumbprint. You are just genuine. Oh, I like that. I need to make me a Facebook post with that. I am just genuine. I am just plain genuine, and I deserve all the wonderful things that the universe is sending to me. You got to realize that. You know, I've quoted this scripture a lot in church in Matthew, the 13th chapter, verse 58. It says, and Jesus could not do many mighty works because of their unbelief. Because of the people's unbelief. They didn't believe, number one. Some of them didn't believe in Jesus. Yeah, right. You're a healer. Whatever. You know? But then I also believe that there are some people, they didn't believe they deserve it. They didn't believe that they deserve. And you know what? Can I tell you this? This is off the record. I want to make sure I stay with my outline here. But some people, we have to learn to let some things go. Let some things go. I don't know why this is on me right now, but for somebody that's listening to me, I don't know where you are, who you are really, but I want to encourage you, let some things go. Because some of you are allowing your past to block your present. And therefore, yes, certainly it's blocking your future. Maybe you did have an abortion. Okay, let it go. Life is so much more important right now than the decision that you made yesterday. Let it go. You know, some things it is painful. Maybe you lied or did something. We understand that, but I have to let it go upon myself. Now, I may have to yet help somebody else along the process of healing, but as for me, I got to let it go. I got to let it so I can offer assistance to somebody else, you know, so that I can receive. I can think better of myself. You know, I saw a talk show where one woman wanted to find her child that she gave up years ago. And it looked like they found the daughter, but the daughter was almost, it appeared to me, she was almost mad at the mother. Why did you give me up? Well, you know, obviously the mother had some issues, and we understand that it's just emotions. We understand that, but I was going from foster home to foster home, but I understand that, but that was the best choice that mother could make at that time. And the show host told the mother, don't down yourself. You did the best that you could with the information that you had at that time. And if it meant letting go of that child and putting them up for adoption, you did what you could. She said, because you gave somebody else a gift that could not have children. There are many people that are adopting children today because they cannot have them. So therefore, that's a wonderful gift. That is a wonderful gift. Stop putting yourself down. Oh, I'm almost getting emotional for some reason. I really am getting emotional here, but I want to encourage you. If I can give somebody a reading right now, you are so wonderful. You did what you could with what you had. You did what you could with what you had. So you know what? Some people, they don't believe in supernatural power. Some people don't believe that I'm psychic or prophetic. It doesn't matter. But I also found out that the gift does not work when you don't believe. I remember reading one of John Edwards' books, and it made a clear statement that it only works if you believe. If you don't believe, then why should spirit communicate anything to me about you? Why should I waste time? Wait till you get to that point of believing, because you know, but that's too much energy on my part. And can I say this very frank and honestly and bold? That's too much energy on any psychic's part, and you're not paying us for that extra energy. You know, really, why should I go and try my best and waste all this energy when someone else will pay the same fee and they're just open to receive? It flows easier and quicker that way. So until you're ready to believe, then don't bother us. You know, so don't bother us. So keep moving. Keep it going with something or something that works for you. Does that make sense to anybody? Huh? Jesus couldn't do any mighty works. You know what? Some people can't even prophesy. They can't give you a psychic reading. They cannot help you. Hypnotherapy, I'm a hypnotherapist, but it will not help you if you don't believe. It's not going to do anything for you until you believe. You got to believe. You got to. If you really want that assistance, it's you got to believe. That's the main thing. You really, really got to believe. And so therefore, understand this right now, everybody, that when you believe, you open up that opportunity for greater things to take place in your life. So do you believe? Are you ready? Listen, so now if you believe, that means you're ready to receive. That makes sense? If you believe, that means you're ready to receive. You're ready to do some greater things. You're ready to really achieve that which you are believing for. You know, listen, I got to talk to you a little bit more about that. But listen, I want to tell you, don't forget, while I'm right there, I opened it back up because I had some wonderful clients, and I just felt that I'm really having the fun. That's part of why I'm busy. But I have a wonderful opportunity for those of you that the March Madness special, I'm going to enlarge the territory, all right? I'm going to enlarge because I've had people that call me, is it still on? Did I miss it? I'll tell you what, because this is what I have been doing, honestly. I've been making room for some of you. I really have been making, I did get my goal, but I've been making room for you. So I tell you what, even if you're still hearing this right now, I want you to text the word success to 40691. Now what you get is you get 9 sessions with me, your intuitive life coach. You get 9 sessions. You can mix them up. You can get a reading in one session, get a life coaching in the next session, get a hypnotherapy in the next session, whatever you want, but it's 9 sessions. Talking about March Madness. Yes, it's the springtime. That's what it is with the pretty flowers, and it's just all of this going on right now. But it's time for the March Madness. You can participate in it too. Listen, let me tell you now, it's the $333. The value of it is $1,500. So, hey, you can quit smoking, build a better self-image, manage your weight, get over your fear of flying, get ready for that swimsuit. You can do it. All you need to do is log in right now and text the word success to 40691. Do it right now. It's $333. But can you believe that's for a total of 9 sessions? For $333, my normal fee, we won't even talk about that. But just know that it's a value of $1,500 for what I'm offering right now. That's even way below half price. Moses, are you crazy? Yes, it's the March Madness that's in me. But I love you, and it's my gift to you because I really want to help you. I really do. I have so much confidence in you. I believe in you. I believe that you can achieve your goal. So text the word success to 40691. Are you ready to receive? Then text the word success to 40691. Get your book your first session right now. $333 will get you 9 sessions with me. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. I tell you, he's playing that thing. He's playing it. Yes, he is. Listen, don't forget, text me right now. Go ahead on and text me right now. Text the word success to 40691. Get a part of this. I'm telling you, you need these 9 sessions. I just believe that if we work together. Oh, wow, man. You can achieve your goal. You really can. And when you achieve that goal, you know what's going to happen? You're going to start receiving so many compliments. You're going to start receiving so many. Somebody's going to come to me for a quit smoking, and you're going to be amazed. And people are going to say, you just look so much better. Your skin is glowing. Somebody's going to come from weight management, and people are going to say, wow, you look good. Wow. I'm telling you. I had one client, and she began to lose the weight, and guys began to check her out and, you know, began to holler at her, say, hey, sweetness, what's going on? And she didn't know how to handle it. You know, She had to book another session with me because she didn't know how to handle it. What do I do? It's like it made me so uncomfortable, you know. And sometimes I begin to let her know, you got to be careful, because that's when you will go back and start adding the weight back, because you're not used to receiving. You're not used to, and this is what I want to encourage you today, which is what we're talking about. Remember to receive. Remember. And so we had to do an exercise with her to get her in the habit of receiving. Someone said, what was the exercise? Well, you need to book a session. You need to text the word success to 40691 and get these 9 sessions for $333. But are you really able to receive a compliment? You know, how are you at receiving compliments? Be honest. How are you when people say, oh, you look so pretty? Oh, honey, this old thing, you know, please stop playing with me. You know, people do that. You know, oh, your hair is so pretty. Oh, child, this ain't nothing. You know, how are you at receiving compliments? Can you receive a compliment? Honestly, can you receive? And really, I've seen this that at times too. When people will give a compliment to somebody, and it's I've seen it with a young lady, and somebody said, oh, you just look so pretty. Oh, I know I look good. I'm like, oh boy, she's one of them. Okay. You know, you still don't know how to receive a compliment. You really don't. How are you at receiving compliments? I really want to know. Text me your answer right now. You know, because some people act like they don't even appreciate the compliment, but listen, stop playing games. You know you appreciate when people compliment you. You know you appreciate it when people let you know you look pretty. You know, even with that same client, I said it should feel good to know that that somebody is you know, checking you out. Before, they couldn't say anything to you. You know, they could have just went right on by. But now you're being noticed. And that caused a little problem for them for a moment there, because they did not know how to receive. They did not know how to receive. I want to encourage you today. Remember to receive. Remember, just a simple thank you would work. Remember to receive. Know that you do look good. You've been to these sessions with Dr. Mosley. You know, hey, you deserve that compliment. But can you really receive it? You know what? I remember I had an elderly client that came to me, and they was getting up from the end of their session, and I was going over to help them and said, would you like for me to help you? She said, no. And she was very firm about that. No, I live alone. I'm elderly, and I got to make sure I can do it by myself. I'm like, okay. You know, so I backed up. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Number one, your session is over, so I'm going to back up, let you handle it. And she did. She finally got up, and she was proud of herself. You know, but when she said no, that told me back up. Are you telling somebody no when you really want them to help you? Now, I'm quite sure that older lady didn't. She really wanted. She had a reason for that. But there are some people, they really, you're saying no when you don't, when you're not able to accept a compliment, you're really rejecting the universe. You see, if we refuse to receive the little things in life, like a compliment, even help out of the chair, you know what? The universe will not send us the bigger things which we wish to manifest. It's not going to send it to you, because you look so nice. Oh, no, I don't. Oh, that's such a pretty dress. Oh, this old thing. You know, you just bought that thing. Come on, stop playing. No, I'm just teasing. But, you know, if you continue to say no, then the universe will not honor you. it will not, it'll stop giving you the things that you've been asking for. Because when you're able to receive the compliment, then that compliment brings bigger things into your life. You see, I say it like this, receiving little leads to bigger. Just a compliment. When somebody says, hey, you really look nice. Just that little compliment helps you to receive bigger things. Just that little bitty compliment helps you to receive bigger things. So you got to understand, you know what? Hey, start practicing receiving compliments. You know, be in your room by yourself and act like people are complimenting you. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I just love your hair. Oh, your skin is just so pretty. Oh, you are just gorgeous today. Now, some people say, what? I wasn't gorgeous yesterday? No. That's not what that's saying. But they are saying, hey, just as long as you look good today, right now, is what matters. Maybe you didn't look so hot yesterday. But take the time to really know, hey, I got to remember to receive this. Because receiving this little compliment is a symbol or a sign that more is coming. It's a sign that more is coming. It's a sign that, hey, if I can accept this, how can I accept what the universe wants to give me? If I can't even receive a sir, you looking really nice. You look very very masculine, very successful. If I cannot receive the compliment, how can I receive the success? How can I really receive it in the natural? Think about it. Really, that compliment is a sign of what is coming. Receiving is a sign of the manifestation or the manifesting of your desire. Always said like this, receiving things, you want to receive things that ignite good feelings to you. So if someone is giving you a compliment and it makes you feel kind of squeamish, and see that energy right there, that lets you know, that's why you need to call Dr. Mosley. You know, when somebody gives you a compliment and they say, oh, you are just fine. And, you know, like, oh, wait, oh, no. See, that energy right there, that's what you need help with. Even if it's your own husband. Oh, babe, you look fine. Oh, boy, cut it out. You know, don't be playing with me like that. No, you're really serious. Can you receive, you know, how, you know, some of you couples, you know, during that intimate time and, you know, you got to always turn the lights off so you never see each other. You got to always turn the lights off. It's a problem in receiving. It's a problem right there. We got to get over that hump of receiving so that we can actually get more. I tell many clients, giving is only half the fun. You know, we give, and that's wonderful. We give in church. We give to our nonprofit organizations. We give to our family and friends. We give to other organizations, and that's wonderful. Oh, that's a wonderful feeling, but that's only half of it. There is so much, so many wonderful energies in receiving. And that explains the net that I was talking about in the beginning of the show that have so many gifts in it, because some people have not learned how to receive. How to receive. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Let's talk about how to receive, okay? Listen, have you texted me? Let me know where you're listening to me from. I want to know. Call me nosy. Okay. But call me 916, or text me rather, 916-467-4448. 916-467-4448.
Dr. Mosley, and he is phenomenal. I highly recommend him. He's awesome. Schedule an appointment. You won't regret it.
And thank you so much, Arlene. And I'm telling you, you need to schedule your appointment right now. Text the word success. Text it, success, all right? Text the word success to 40691. Text the word success to 40691, and you too can be a part of our March Madness special. Yes, when you get 9 sessions from me. You know, that really is a high value of $1,500, but we're knocking it down even way below half price. Am I crazy or what? Oh, whatever. But it's only $333, 333. That's why we get 9 sessions. 3 plus 3 plus 3, 9. All right? So I want to encourage you to get those 9 sessions right now. We're talking about remembering to receive. Remember, you know, you gave for the Christmas holidays, right? You may have given for Valentine's Day, and you may have given for someone's birthday, and that's wonderful, but that's only half of it. Do you know that when you give, you open a portal in the universe, and you are giving permission for something to come to you? That's why I do love this scripture in the Bible. It says, give and it shall be given. It's an automatic response. When you give, you are opening that portal for something beautiful to come your way, something wonderful to come your way. Give and it shall be given. And can you imagine that? Let's pretend for a moment that you have given, you spend a lifetime of giving. Maybe, you know, you've given this past month. Just say that. You've done different things for people. And somebody says, well, I don't do it for me. And that's wonderful. But it's an automatic response. Has somebody ever given you something and you just wanted to give them something back? You know, have that ever happened to anybody? You know, somebody just gave you something and you just, oh, let me see what I can give you. What? Ooh, you just, oh my goodness, I just want to give something to you, right? And I feel if we are that way in our hearts, how is the universe? The universe wants to do the same thing. It really wants to give to you. It's saying, hey, I just want to because you have just been so kind. So kind to your neighbor, your family, your friends, even to yourself. And so can you imagine that you've done this giving and there is a storage unit with a lock on it, which is tailored, is only for you. And it is packed. It has so much stuff in there because those are the things that the universe was trying to give to you. It was really trying to, but you kept saying, oh, no, that's okay. Oh, no, don't worry about it. Oh, no. And so the universe put it in storage. You know, just put it in, oh, put that Lamborghini in storage. He don't want it. You know, oh, put that $20,000 in storage. He doesn't want it. He doesn't want it. There is so much for you. And all it is that we must learn to receive. Because each and every time you kind of said no, or no thank you, you know, if the waiter come to refresh your drink and you kept saying no, then the waiter soon going to stop coming. They're going to say, okay, she's full. Don't give them any more because it's a waste of time. So therefore, we got to understand, we got to really remember to receive. Receive. Giving is only half of it. You know, somebody better go check your storage unit because you probably got some stuff in your storage unit. You really probably got some stuff in your storage unit that really is quite valuable. And the universe said, hey, you better come and get your stuff or somebody else gonna take it. Remember, when you receive, that's telling the universe, I like this. When you give, you are telling the universe, you know, hey, I like this. This is fun for me. It is so enjoyable for me. You know what? And it's okay to love it. It's okay. You know what? I want to encourage somebody right now. Why don't you receive the love of someone? Receive the joy. You know what? And even as an exercise, why don't you go back and find if you have anything that was given to you, maybe a little gift, a trinket. You know why you're moving? Because I'm moving right now, preparing and packing. I'm finding little things that people have given me and sent me in the mail and even email. Sometimes I print them off and save them. And it just brings a smile to my face. You know, go back and look at that. Go back and look at some pictures where you received laughter at that time. You know, because something about a photograph, it freezes a moment in time. Go back and receive the joy of that time. Receive the joy of watching your child be born. Receive the joy of your spouse when you said, I do. Ooh, receive it. Receive it. Just enjoy it. I know that ain't how it is now. That doesn't matter. Receive right now, because according to the law of attraction, like feelings attract like feelings. Receive that feeling, because when you receive that feeling, you're also receiving an equivalent feeling that is coming. It really is. Take the time to really receive. Receive that feeling. Receive how it was. I'm thinking about my son at one of his birthday parties. Oh, wow. Receive. And I can remember one of my birthday parties as a child. Receive it. And you know what? That's another thing that will happen. When you start receiving something, it'll bring back other memories of great joy. It'll bring back those, you know, can I tell y'all something? You can bring back people from the grave when you receive them in your mind. Did you catch that? Oh, my brother is gone. He's gone home to be with the Lord. But you know what? I can still bring him back in my mind. My grandmother, I can still bring her back. Each and every time I smell a gardenia, I think of her. And I receive her presence. I receive it. Go ahead on. I remember friends of mine that went to high school with me. Bring them back up in your mind and receive them. You want that feeling, because that feeling right there can bring you so much joy, so much laughter, and greater manifestation. Are you receiving it? Think about it right now. Go ahead on. Take a moment right now and just receive. I'll be right back.
This is Joan Fisher. I just had a reading with Dr. Michael Mosley. I encourage everyone to call. He was wonderful. He was exact. And he was very comforting. He was just great, as great as he is on the radio all the time. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much, Joan. Oh, I appreciate you. You see, even just hearing Joan's voice, it just put me in a state to receive. It made me laugh. It makes me laugh. Listen, I want to encourage you. Receive. Practice receiving. Did y'all do, anybody do the exercise? Let me know. Why don't you text me right now? Text me at my office number, 916-467-4448. 916-467-4448. Let me know if you practice just receive, remembering to receive, because that's why we even take pictures, right? I want to remember this moment. And when you remember that moment, you're receiving that moment. You're receiving the joys of that moment. You're receiving the laughter and the fun of that moment. Now, hey, now watch what you watch the pictures you're looking at, because some people remember something that made them mad. Don't look at that picture right now. Look at something that's going to make you smile, right? Look at something that's going to really make you smile, make you just beam. How about it, right? Get that feeling in your mind. You do deserve joy. You deserve it. Receive anything that brings forth good feelings, like compliments. You know, some people that are looking for a job. Hey, when you start getting other emails about jobs coming through, you know, hey, receive it. That's my sign. I know sometimes that's the search engine. They find out what you're looking for and they send you all these emails. But just look at it that, hey, my name is in the pool of life and the universe sees my name just like their computer saw it. God saw it. So I know that something is coming my way. Receive good things. Receiving on wonderful thoughts, pictures, whatever you got to do, but receive it. Receive those great things in your life. because it really is yours. You know what, when y'all know in Christmas time we talked about the Virgin Mary and Jesus and all of that, and those of you that are of the Christian faith, and whatever your belief is, but the story stated that when the angel came to Mary and said, hey, you're going to have a son, and he's going to be great, they're going to call him Jesus, he's going to be called the Son of the Most High, he's going to have the Father, the throne of his father David, oh, it's just going to be so much. But you know one thing I liked about Mary? At the end of it all, she said, you know what? I am the Lord's servant. May your word be to me as fulfilled. In other words, she would say, I receive it. I am accepting this. And that is when the angel left her. That's when, because he didn't have to convince her anymore. She received it. She already opened her arms. She opened her mind to receive. I'm welcoming it. Why don't you welcome good things into your life right now? Why don't you welcome? Come on. Why don't we say it with me? I welcome good things into my life. I welcome generous amounts of money into my life. I welcome pure love in my life. I welcome fun in my life. I welcome a mate. That's for those of you that are single, right? I welcome it. I welcome travel. I welcome the flowers, the rose, the gardenia. I welcome it. I'm opening my arms to receive. I'm opening my mind. I'm welcoming it. Are you doing it? Come on. Are you welcoming it? Now, some of you haven't done it yet. What are you waiting on? Some of you on the treadmill right now. Well, welcome. I'm welcoming. I'm welcoming more vegetables into my life. I'm welcoming. I am welcoming what I have chosen, what I receive. Learn to receive it and realize that you are deserving of all of God's goodies. Realize that you are deserving of all the great joys that are for you. What may start off as little can grow into massive if you just learn to receive. You know, with me, I cannot just, you know, pass up a penny on the ground. You know, not if I'm walking. I'm going to bend down and pick up that penny. My back may hurt, but I'm going to walk. I'm going to do what I can to pick up that penny. It's just hard for me. You know, even right now, I'm packing up and, you know, getting things in boxes and all of that. And, you know, sometimes you get to the point where you just, okay, throw it away. I'm tired looking at it. Just throw this away. Throw that away. Throw this away. But if I see money, it may be a penny, but don't get that penny to me. I'm not going to throw that away. It's hard for me to do that. You know, why? Because that one penny can pull in a million. That one penny can pull in another thousand. It can pull in another $5. It can pull in some more money. Why? Because I'm appreciative of it. I'm receiving this penny. Yay! You know, if he act like that over a penny, I wonder what he act like over a $20 bill. Oh, child, I'm crazy. And don't let it be $100. And then let somebody give me a check for $10,000. Ooh-wee! I'm receiving it because I know that's more where that came from. Maybe not from the person, but from the source. I want to let the source know that I really do appreciate it. Are you learning to receive? Come on. Don't forget, get your 9 sessions. You got to do it. Text the word success to 40691. Did you do it? Only for $333. You get 9 sessions with your intuitive life coach. Are you ready to receive? This is Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach. And oh, are you remembering to receive? I pray that you are. You got to receive. You got to know that whatever is meant for you, it is meant for you. You got to receive. Oh, that's my cue. It's time for me to go. Y'all, time goes by so quickly. But did you get the part about receiving? Can I tell you one last thing? I know I got to go. But listen, have you ever paid for a ticket to a show? Have you ever paid for a ticket to a show? Or let's say maybe you paid to go hear, you know, whatever, Frankie Beverly Mays, Lady Gaga, right? Let's put Lady Gaga right there. You went to go see Lady Gaga, and you know what? When you paid for your ticket, you got this. You found where your seats were. You sat down, and now all of a sudden the lights go low, and the band starts playing, and then the curtains open up, and boom, there's Lady Gaga, all right? Or Beyonce, Fantasia, Charlie Wilson, whoever your favorite artist is. Patti LaBelle, you know, there's your favorite artist. And you're right there to enjoy it. Why are you there? You know why? Because you paid for the ticket. You paid for that seat. You gave your finances for that show. And now it's time for you to watch the show, to enjoy the show. What are you saying? I'm closing with this. That's what we say in church, y'all. After you have paid for your ticket, or after you have given your offering, your love, your generosity to someone, it's time for you to watch the show of manifestation in your life. Are you ready to watch the show? You see, again, I go back with that wonderful scripture, give and it will be given to you. It's automatic, but are you ready? You know, hey, you have 9 sessions with me. Paid your offering, you paid your fee, you paid it, that $333, you have 9 sessions. Now it's time for you to enjoy the show. You are going to lose the weight, you're going to quit smoking, you're going to achieve a better self-image of yourself. Life is getting better for you because you gave. And now it's time for you to receive. Know that you deserve it. You deserve to be in that show. You deserve to be in that audience. You deserve it. You have given. Are you ready to receive? Are you ready for the show? Are you ready? Really? Are you ready for the show? Are you really, really ready for the show? You've given of your time, and the universe is saying, now is my turn. Since you paid your fee, you paid, hey, it's time for me to come on the stage and do my thing. I'm ready. The universe, rather, is ready to give you what you need. The universe is ready to give you what you deserve. Are you ready? But you got to be in receptivity. You got to be in the receiving mode now. Come on. Let's do it again. I welcome success. I welcome prosperity in my life. I welcome $1,000 more in my life this month. I welcome fun. I welcome love. I welcome joy. Did you do it? Listen, I love you so much. Thank you for being a part of your spiritual GPS to success. Oh, listen, send me a message. Let me know if this program has been a blessing to you, if it helps you. Let me know. You can text me, 916-467-4448. You can also go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com. That's drmichaelmosley.com. Okay? Don't forget, get those 9 sessions. Now, I did extend it, y'all, but I really want you to do it because I really believe in you. I believe that we can do it together. Text the word SUCCESS to 40691. Go ahead on. Text it now to 40691, the word SUCCESS, and it's going to send you a link where you can schedule your first session, and you have 9 sessions total, okay? 9 sessions total, only for $333. Listen, I got to go. My time is up. The engineer is about to go crazy, so I better get out of here. I love you. Stay on your path, your spiritual path to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll see you next time, everybody.